How's everybody this morning? Hey, thanks for braving the weather and the roads. I'm really surprised to see this many people here, to be honest with you. I thought we had the men's rally the last several days. It's Stupid Bowl Sunday, and the roads are bad. I'm like, oh man, we're not going to get that many people today. So, thanks for coming. I love it. I do have a significant announcement for you today. It has been a while since we've ordained some elders in this church. Yeah, okay. They're like, wait, what? As Mount Helena Community Church is what we call an elder-led church. It's something I'm going to talk about in Link. Shreya mentioned that we have Link immediately after the service. For those of you that are guests and maybe are looking to learn a little bit more about us, one of the things I briefly talk about there is that the government of this church is elder-led. There's a team of us that lead the church. We believe in the plurality of elders. So even though I'm the senior leader of the church, I'm not separate from a group of elders where there's a checks and balance there. We're one team, and I lead that team, but we consider ourselves equals at that level as elders. We're an elder-led church. And when Paul was leaving instructions for Timothy and Titus, with the churches they were responsible for and the places they left them. For example, Titus was on Crete, and we're going to look at the book of Titus a little bit today. I'm not going to talk about eldership today. I'm just giving you a brief here. I'm going to talk about it for about 2 weeks here in about 4 or 5 weeks when I get back. But in Titus, he said, this is why I left you on Crete, that you'd put things in order. And how did Paul want those things put in order? He said, I want you to appoint elders in every city. And so that's what we do to govern this church. We appoint elders. And so for the last, you know, we're a small team right now. There's only been three of us, Jason Harris, Tyler Redden, and myself. But for the last year, we've been working with Corey Swanson and Jeff Wald at the elder level and seeing if they, if it works out for them to be a part of the team and to help carry the load of leadership in this church. So Jeff and Hillary and Corey and Julie's not here today. But would you guys stand, please? Just stay standing. I commend these guys to you today. These are good families. These are families that have supported us through the years. They've been leaders in their own right. And the qualifications for an elder in the scripture mostly are character-based. And these are two solid characters, that's for sure, with deep character. Characters with character, how's that? And so after, praying and really, actually for a couple of years now, really wrestling with God about needing to move this direction, we've ended up here. So here's what we're going to do. In 6 weeks, we are going to have an ordination, which means we place these guys up in front of you along with their wives, and we read charges to them, and I will also read charges to you, and we will lay hands on them, and we will ordain them as elders. We'll commission them. We will give them that authority as elders in the church. It will be a time to also pray for them and see if God has things to say about it as well. Clem Ferris will be with us. This is going to take place on March 17th, so seems fitting to ordain some characters on St. Patrick's Day, probably, doesn't it? It's going to be a great day, so we're looking forward to it. You guys can have a seat. So you have a part to play in this. I mean, it's a big deal when you're putting people in a position of leadership over a congregation of people that potentially has an impact, hopefully in a positive way, on the leadership of the church, and it's important that you are a part of that process. And so what we do in a time like this, where we're in the weeks leading up to an ordination, is I would ask you to do something. We want to be unified when you're bringing on new leadership. We want to be sure that there's a good community and a good sense of health and direction when we're bringing on some new leaders. And so first of all, I would ask that you guys pray for these families. They could use your prayer anyway. They're in the thick of it in terms of family and ministry and careers and those kind of things, but now they're taking on additional weight with leadership of the church. They could use your prayer. And I'd appreciate it sincerely if you would take the time to pray for your leaders. It makes all the difference. Sometimes I feel like I even go through seasons where I'm like, well, I got to reach out to some people to make sure they're praying, because sometimes the load is heavy and it requires people backing you in prayer. And so I would encourage you to be praying for these guys in this season. The second thing is affirm them in the weeks ahead. If you are excited about this, if you appreciate these people, then go to them and tell them that. Tell them you're excited about them being ordained. Tell them you're supportive of the decision. And the last thing, which is probably one of the more difficult things, is that we ask that if you've been carrying some sort of offense, if you have unforgiveness, if you have some heart issue with either one of these, then I would instruct you to go directly to them and work that out with them. This isn't a season or a situation where we want to be carrying those kind of things into the next season. You know, God forgives us. He has grace for us. That's going to be a major part of my message today, as we have been discussing. But we need to have that kind of grace for one another too. And so if you're, these guys have served here for many years. Jeff, how long have you guys been a part of Mount Helena Community Church? 17 years. Corey, when did you guys really, you were deployed right before you deployed, right? When was that? Yeah, around 2003, back in 2007, that kind of thing. They've served for a long time. Chances are they've had plenty of opportunity to offend you. If you stand in front of people and talk long enough, you're going to offend them sooner or later. When you work with people, there are things sometimes that rub you wrong. And like I said, the issue with elders is that it has to do with character. Jeff's led worship for years. He's preached. Corey has preached. I'm not telling you to approach them and say, I don't like how long you take to preach, or I don't like your song selections for worship. Okay, that stuff's silly. This is about character. If you have something truly that is an issue, then go to them and work it out. Seek and grant forgiveness. Get beyond any of those things. We want to move into leadership with a clean slate. And I would encourage you just to make that a practice every day in your life. But it really is something we want to make clear in this season leading up to eldership, that if there's anything that would be an issue, that it gets addressed. If you go to them and you have a real serious grievance or an issue of some kind, and you don't feel like you get the response that's necessary to work that out, then come to me. Don't come to me and say, hey, I'm offended about this or that or whatever. I'm just going to point you right back to it. And if after ordination you come to me and say, hey, I've decided this is a bad idea, then it's going to be on you. How's that for firm? You have your opportunity to deal with it. Deal with it, please. Speak now or forever hold your peace, okay? This is going to be a big deal. Guys, this is fun. This is exciting. God has been, he's been growing us and developing us and leading us, and this is the right time and a right season to be expanding our leadership team. So I'm very, very excited about it. Give these guys a hand. There's good days ahead.